Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, we ask you to guide us in wisdom today. We ask, Lord, that you get the saints to praying and bringing down this terrible regime, this deep state, and giving wisdom to our Cyrus and man-child. And thank you, Father, for what you're doing. We're very encouraged by what we're seeing here today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I'm going to continue with the faction election war 1. This will be number 8. I'm going to talk to you a little bit today about reversal of fortunes. If you remember, Eve had a dream on 12/7/20 that she was avoiding a factious witch, a body of people, who was slandering her at every opportunity, which is true in the natural. She said, "I heard a deep voice behind me say, 'There are 14 days left to get cleaned up.'" And then in parentheses she wrote, "There is still a little time left to redeem the times. Seems to me in the dream that the countdown started the morning of December the 7th when I had this dream. That would put the last day at December 21st/22nd, representing a separation and division, 2-2, right? This could also have some parallel political meaning, too, because the numbers were blue and red. Okay, yeah, we can understand that. And I believe that Eve, as a type of the bride, separation and division, which she mentioned, from the factious, which was chasing her, through judgment, which we as Christians should be sanctified to escape, right? There's a judgment coming. And but something has changed, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. There is a judgment coming. It's not a judgment on the bride or the man-child, or a crucifixion of the bride or the man-child. Instead, it is a judgment on those who have persecuted the bride and the man-child. Okay? Well, we didn't know it. But Vanessa already had a revelation on 11/29/20, which she sent me, not knowing of Eve's dream. So you see, I ended up with both of these. This is kind of the way God works it. And she said that the revelation she got was, "God is good. God is good all of the time." So something good is about to happen, or has happened. She said, "I knew that something was to happen on December the 18th. And I did not know if it would be good, bad, or what. I was thinking in the dream that December the 18th is 3 days before the start of winter, which is the 21st. True. And that's when they say the star was the brightest, the symbol of the coming man-child. I know there are many other symbolisms there. You know, I'm just pointing out that one symbol, okay? and Jesus said winter was great tribulation, which is, you know, the 21st, is a great tribulation coming after December 21st. As we will see, what precedes this on the 18th could bring a tribulation, but one which will bring down enemies, which is God's goodness to his people. And somehow this tribulation that's coming is a good one for God's people. It ends up good for God's people. What's going to make it so? Well, first, let me point out these independent revelations of a future event pointed to the same time. confirming this is a sign of what is to come. Okay. Amazingly, these two sisters got the same revelations from the Lord of the meaning of all of this. When they asked the Lord, give us a word by faith at random, he gave them words that were the same kind of words, or at least meaning the same thing. And it was one of those things that, yeah, it's a tribulation, but it's a good one. Okay. So Vanessa said, as I was praying about this, the Lord said, go to Psalm 18. There's that 18 number, verses 1 through 6. And it's the story of factious witchcraft Saul and his men who had been chasing David but were killed by the Philistine beast, as David was delivered out of the hand of all of his enemies, quote unquote. Well, that's pretty interesting, because that's the same revelation. And then she got Luke 24, 1 through 7, which is the empty tomb, as the man-child Jesus had resurrected as a type for our day. And it was on the third day, and that was the day when the star appeared on the 21st. Not appeared, but I mean it'd been going for a week, but that's when they say it's the most exact and brightest and all that, you know. So there was this resurrection, which is the third day. Again, after the 18th, 3 days brings us to tribulation. It's a sign of what is to come, and a good sign. Saul's work is done. The crucifixion of the man-child is accomplished. And Saul was destroyed, just like Judas was, as the man-child enters resurrection life. Yes. When Saul was destroyed by the beast, our beast, of course, is the deep state, when this rebellious, factious, witchcraft Saul, demon-possessed Saul, who had been chasing David because of jealousy, was finally caught up to by the beast, there was a resurrection life of David. He was caught up to the throne. So, from the 18th to the 21st is 3 days to resurrection of the man-child Jesus, born in the man-child at the sign of his star on the 21st. And I believe this is a sign of what is about to come. So, that was Vanessa's verses that pointed to this. And then Eve got, for her revelation, the same thing, although in a different text, Psalm 35, 11 through 26. The factious slanderers chasing David, but he called upon the Lord who destroyed his enemies. Okay, once again, a turnabout. In other words, the crucifixion is over and it's time for the destruction of the wicked. That always follows. God uses first the wicked to crucify the righteous, and then he destroys the wicked. That's just the history of the Lord's MO, you know. And then she got Lamentations 4, 11 through 22, in which the Lord sanctified Zion of apostates who were guilty of blood, and they had chased the righteous and were scattered. The sins of Edom were revealed to all because they hated their chosen brother Israel as a type of the church, and Edom was judged. And Zion was delivered. Same story. Pretty interesting. So the Lord is helping us to see, the more we go on with this thing, that this is a good revelation. Now, I wasn't really asking the Lord for any confirmations of the timing of this December the 18th, but I got one, a strong one. This is the time of the reversal of fortunes, I'm calling it, okay? And so December 18th through the 22nd, I ran into great confirmation of this, and I wasn't looking for it. I never watch these videos. I don't have time to watch a bunch of videos. People send me videos all the time. I don't watch them usually. Usually I look for text. If it's in the midst of text, I study the text and, you know, and just to see if it's anything big changes made or whatever, you know. So this is the first video I've watched in a long time. And I was led to watch the V Gorilla interview with Juan O'Savin, who more and more insiders are saying is JFK Jr. They could be right. I don't know. I noticed that his knowledge of things comes from very close to the president, and he's been very right. People used to say he was Q. Well, I don't know. I think Q may be more than one person, and I think a group of generals could be Q. I don't know that for sure. But anyway, people are saying that this is JFK Jr. Like I said, his knowledge of things comes from very close to the president. And years ago, when they were friends, the president and JFK Jr., before the plane crash, which could well have been staged to save him from the deep state, who was wiping out his family members. Okay. So in this interview, I heard him point out that December the 18th is the start of it all. Yeah. Well, that's what made me keep listening when I heard that. December the 18th is the start of it all. He then pointed out that this date is 11/3 on the lunar Chinese calendar, which is a famous date with the globalists and the deep state, of course. It's a famous date. He pointed out how that they deal in numerology to try to hide their methods, but the right wing is doing exactly the same thing, except they're being more successful because the further down the road we go, the stupider deep state gets. This is happening because those demons make people totally stupid. Okay. So if you stated 11/3, he said, in another way, it would be 11/11/11. 11/11/11. This was the start and the end of World War I. If you want to know where the symbolism came from, he pointed this out. It was the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. 11/11/11. It began, of course, with the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand of Australia, of Austria, whose license plate, by the way, was 11/11/11. You think that these things aren't planned? You know, that was not an accident. And anyway, Juan said 11/11 represents war, and 11/11/11, which is 12/18, the beginning of war. So 12/18 is the beginning of a war, a symbolism of the beginning of a war. We've been talking about this for a while. We've been receiving it from the Lord for a long time. and what exactly it is. And that is, of course, the deep state going out to take down their enemies, and God focusing this on themselves, on the leftists, on the faction, so on and so forth. You say, how can he do it? It's been happening. It's been happening. The people who are dying by far are the leftists. The people who are taking the mark of the beast, you know, or the leftists, you know. So he called this December the 18th, quote unquote, huge. He said this December the 18th is huge. And another way, he called it amazing. And another time he called it the flip day. Now, I was just writing all this down. I only listened to this one time, and I was writing all this down fast as I could. I realized that December the 18th is something that we didn't know what it was. But they know what it is, and they've been knowing what it is. Some things that he said made me think he was speaking of flipping a timeline. Like, he said, we will have to wait a few days after the 18th to see if everything flipped. You know, these guys like to speak in code like this, and you got to read between the lines. And I believe I was doing that. He spoke somewhere in this interview that both sides had the Project Looking Glass technology, which we know is a look into the future. Now, we know as Christians that God's methods that are given to us are a more sure word of prophecy. And that's why I've sent some of our prophecies to the president, so he would know, you know, things ahead of time. So I thought, they're going to flip a timeline that is advantageous to the deep state to one that is advantageous to us. Do you get what I'm saying? He also said, basically, there could be some confusion during this time, but don't worry, everything's going to be okay. Well, I can just imagine that if you go flipping timelines around, there could be some confusion. Okay. Well, this brings to mind my earlier studies of the Bible code. And I remember a Bible code that said, five ways, five paths, or something very close to that. And at the time, I believed that the Bible code covers all of these paths that our disobedience or obedience to God could bring us down. You understand, if you're disobedient to God, there's one path. And if you're not, there's another path. You can make your choice. Okay. So, but all of these are in there. That's why they say they think the Bible code is not accurate. Oh, it's very, very accurate, as can be proven and has been proven. So, now, I think what we're seeing here is these people are looking and preferring two different timelines that they have both gotten through Project Looking Glass. Okay, don't quote me on this. This is what I'm thinking. I'm trying to read between the lines here, okay? The future is fluid, but it's going to be according to God's Word. He makes conditions in the Bible that this will be your future or this will be your future. Take your choice. He does that. Now, we may know a future thing by a dream or a vision or a prophecy or a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom or discernment of the word. But these can be changed by repentance, faith, or sometimes just a cry for mercy, as the word clearly shows us. Okay? When God says that he repents, he's not talking about he repents from being a bad boy and he's going to be good from here on. It's a change of mind is what he's talking about. It's, okay, you met this condition. Now you can go down this road. You see? Well, these people have two, I'm talking about the deep state and this the Trump administration have two different roads they want to go down. And it appears that they are flipping on the 18th these roads. Juan spoke of the futility of using the Justice Department to bring down the vote fraud, saying that the justice side is captured, he said. The justice side is captured. Well, I think this means that it's captured in a negative future timeline. He went on to say it can only be done on the military side. See, he's talking about two different sides here, right? It can only be done on the military side. And he mentioned somewhere close around in there, Gitmo. Okay, so I believe that's where we're headed. If you remember one of the revelations we shared with you, the enemy was making what looked like victory after victory after victory. But you see, these people have abandoned those things. They're going through them, you know, to be going through them, but they've already decided this is not the way it's going to be done. They're looking at a timeline on their side. And in that revelation I was about to share with you, they had a lot of what looked like failures all the way up until they were invading this military base and two generals stood up and pulled out their sidearms. Well, that would be a miracle, wouldn't it? Well... Maybe that's exactly what this is. The military side, he said, and they've known this, that this was only going to be one on the military side. And recently, President Trump said, well, then, we'll have to do it the hard way. In other words, I'm putting it on you. You decided we had to do it the hard way, so we're going to do it the hard way. You get what I'm saying? And then Juan said, we had to wait till this point in time. He was talking about the 18th. When speaking of the vote fraud problem, we had to wait till this time. And he also said, on April Fool's Day, the fools will not be in office. See, they know the same thing we know. Our experience with the faction is that these are stupid demons. And they've said it. Q said it too. These people are stupid. They have no common sense. They actually point the finger at other people when they've got four looking back at them. But they can't even understand that. They don't understand hypocrisy. Totally don't understand it. So this is interesting. That's what they expected to do on the 18th. And they said they would wait a few days to make sure everything had flipped. Well, I can imagine that would cause some confusion if you're trying to run between two different timelines. I don't know a lot about this. I do know that they're looking into the future. I do believe that was an alien technology, and I'm calling aliens demons. Okay? To me, all the aliens are demons. And I think I've got some pretty good background to prove that. But anyway, here's a revelation that was given to Desert Prophet Ken Dewey. We've had a few of his prophecies, and they seem to be running parallel with what the Lord has been showing us. I don't know about all of them. I haven't studied them all, but This one he called The Christmas Gift. Now, let me say something. I didn't stop to explain this in the last broadcast. But those of you who know us understand that we know that Christmas is an invention of apostate Christianity and merchants. Okay? It really has nothing to do with the birth of Christ, and all the symbolism is pagan, on and on. I'm not going into it. I just know that. Does that mean I'm angry with people who do Christmas? No, it does not mean that at all. I will use Christmas to the extent I can use it to fellowship with people and help them down the road a little further. And that's the way we should be. We're not to be judgmental or critical of people's ignorance. I'm sorry to say it that way, but it is. But God speaks to people using what they understand. Why would God pick a star when that's not when Jesus was born? Because that's what they think. They think Jesus was born then. He's using their parable to speak to them, which is the overwhelming majority of Christianity. God is weak to the weak, just like Paul. Paul got that doctrine from God. He's weak to the weak. You know, he went in there and circumcised Timothy. He spoke against that for justification. And he shaved a head, took a vow, and he spoke against these things for justification. But he was being weak to the weak. He wanted to be accepted by these people so he could preach the gospel to them. Well, now God is giving us a parable, and he is being weak to the weak here on this Christmas thing, okay? You know, I'm going to tell you, Protestants, not that long ago, Protestants in this country didn't celebrate Christmas. Abraham Lincoln spoke sternly against it as an invasion of the Catholic Church. And so there were, slowly, the merchants have pushed it, you know, earlier and earlier usually, so they can make more and more money, etc. So I just want to make that. This revelation here, the desert prophet, Ken Dewey, called The Christmas Gift. He said, "This morning, I hear that the Father has a gift for his people this year." Well, we don't have much of a year left here. This is what I hear. "Even as I did send my son to be born, and he was and is my gift to men to be saved, so now I will again send a gift." Well, let me say this. The man-child is running parallel with Jesus. Jesus is a symbol of the man-child, and Jesus is coming in the man-child. He is the gift, and he's coming again. So I don't know if Ken knows this or not. I'm just saying it, okay? So now he says, "I will again send a gift. This gift will come in the form of finally finding out who won the elections in America." Oh, well, who is the man-child? He is the one who sits on the throne of David, the one in whom Jesus lives by his word, by his spirit. He is a first fruits. As you know, fruit in us is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's Christ growing in you, you see. Christ-likeness growing in you. So, he said this gift will come in the form of finally finding out who won the elections in America. Well, who is it that doesn't know that? We know who won the elections by a landslide. The factious leftists don't know it. But Marie got a revelation that an elderly woman she knew who didn't even like President Trump came and told her that he won the vote. This could be that the revelation of who really won will be given to the leftists. Not that this won't make them furious. They don't have to be right to be furious. They're furious all the time. The faction are always that way. It's stupid. They can't just have a conversation. But they could get this revelation that, I'm not saying that this is going to change their mind. They're not going to make war against the Christians. I think that they're so dishonest that they will continue to fight on. And they will lose to the bride. Absolutely. So Ken went on to say, by Christmas, news will be coming out in favor of President Donald Trump to remain as president. Okay. We'll watch and see. But it sounds exciting. And let me say this. If this is the gift, remember we've talked about the parallel between Cyrus, who is God's anointed in Psalm 45, his pastor in Psalm 45. He runs parallel with the man-child. He is to the world what the man-child is to the spirit realm. He is the physical leader, whereas the man-child is the spiritual leader. You see, God's using both. God did that through the book of Daniel. You know, he's using them both. So, if this gift is coming that puts Trump on the throne, what else is coming? I've said that sooner or later, these parallels are going to be perfectly parallel. Maybe the closer we get to the end, I don't know. But there's another one coming to the throne. It's a spiritual throne. It's not a physical throne. So, you see, there's a gift coming there too. So he said, by Christmas, news will be coming out in favor of President Donald Trump to remain as president. Well, we've always said that. He wasn't going anywhere. I've told everybody I know he ain't going anywhere. People worried about it who watched the national news. I'd say, he ain't going nowhere. No, don't worry about it. Oh, but. No, he ain't going nowhere. Then Ken went on to say, he said, this is my Christmas gift to you, my people. Well, that truly is a gift. I mean, to have somebody in there that favors you, blesses you, prepares you to go and rebuild the kingdom, you know. Yeah, that is a gift. Thank you, Lord. Okay, and then he has a note here. The note is, the Supreme Court must move and speak to the undeniable claims of election fraud, which does and will affect the Constitution as written, making it a very real constitutional issue. Okay. So then there's this other prophecy that he gives I'm going to share with you too. Out of the ashes they will rise. He said, this morning, moments ago, the Lord did begin to speak. We were looking at the plans many have to march in Washington, D.C. When he did begin to speak. So they were looking at these plans for Washington, D.C. when he began to speak. He said, out of the ashes they will rise from the ruins of religion back to faith in me. Well, that kind of looks like resurrection life too, doesn't it? This thing all fits together, doesn't it? The election is the catalyst my people are rising by the droves. They will shine like stars in the night, beacons for me. That's what it's about. My glory. Well, amen, Lord. We agree. We want you to get the glory for all of this. And if all of man's efforts fail, which is what you showed us, to bring this about. You're going to bring it about, and you're going to get the glory for it. Amen. Thank you, Father. So then, Ken says, raise your hands and worship. The time has come for the walls to fall. A birthing of faith is coming forth like never before that has not been seen. Watch me work in the midst of it all. Yes, we are. We're going to watch you, Lord. We want to see this wonderful thing. We want to be able to explain it to the world because they're kind of dumbfounded about what's going on. He says, rise, people of God. There it is again. All is not lost. The best is yet to come. Yes, I believe so. It is time to come together for one purpose, my glory. Amen. Kind of at the Red Sea, if you will. At the Red Sea, guess what the nation spoke about? The Red Sea. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. When they invaded the Promised Land, those people were still talking about it. What happened at the Red Sea? What did God do to save his people at the Red Sea? Right? Ken went on to say, the walls will fall flat and they will not rise again. The defeat of the establishment is at hand. Well, let me say, it's not going to rise again with the same people, but the same spirits are going to be in the tribulation period. And once again, they're going to raise up a communist revolution to try to take down the Christians, because that's one of the best revolutions you can have if you want to take down the Christians. And they hate the Christians. The faction hates Christians. It doesn't matter if it's the faction in the church or the faction in the world. They hate Christians. If anybody's going to be a Christian and obey the word of God, they will be their enemy. And it's like Islam, you know, fighting against their brother Jacob, right? Yeah. The defeat of the establishment is at hand. All right. I am enthroned on the praises of my people. Your allegiance, my people, look to me. I am your deliverer, no one else. The walls will fall, and they will fall hard. I have spoken it. This is my word. Jesus Christ. And he went on to say, this word is not mine, but I have written it exactly as I heard him speak it to me. And Prophet Ken and Celeste Dewey. Celeste did hear it, and I received it too, he says. This is to us, and it's to you. The Lord has spoken it. He told Celeste and I that he has spoken it. Okay, I believe it. Well, Lord, thank you, Father. We're looking forward to it in Jesus' name. Okay. Then I'm going to share a revelation from February of 2017, and you will see how exact it is today. This was Vanessa Weeks in February of 2017, and it's all about the fall of the faction. In this dream, President Trump was answering questions at a press conference. The reporters were being mean to him and asking questions about the things he was doing, as if they were disgraceful. And I knew they wanted him to leave office. He replied as he motioned with his hands, things are getting better. When things are better, I will leave. Then he immediately left the platform and was gone. Well, that was back in 2017, so you know that came to pass, right? Things are getting better, and the factious are going down to destruction, and this turn for the better of true Christianity will continue until the beast makes war on the saints in the middle of the tribulation in Revelation 13. And I believe that's when President Trump will leave. Okay. Vanessa said, I asked the Lord why he will leave and receive by faith at random Matthew 24:21, for then shall be great tribulation. Well, we know the great tribulation starts in the middle of the tribulation with the mark of the beast, right? So he got Matthew 24:21, for then shall be great tribulation, such as hath not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, nor ever shall be. Well, that was a pretty good answer. It's the same answer we've been given. She said, also asked him why things will get better and received by faith at random, Ezekiel 44:9. This saith the Lord, no foreigner, uncircumcised in heart and uncircumcised in flesh, shall enter into my sanctuary of any foreigners that are among the children of Israel. Now, what does that say? It says he's going to get the foreigners out of his sanctuary. He is going to sanctify his sanctuary. Who is that? That's the faction. They've kicked themselves out in their fury and anger and foolishness. And the mark is God's plan to separate the tares from his body on earth. The tares will take the mark and be rejected. That is, if they don't repent. Vanessa went on to say, as I think about the 2017 dream, it encourages me that President Trump is not to leave office until the middle of the tribulation. Yep, that's what I saw. Father, I thank you for having all this in your hands, and you chose this president to accomplish your purpose. Please divide his enemies that are trying to make him leave early, and divide this country. In Jesus' name, we loose the angels to divide the people who are trying to do this. Well, amen. The Lord told me to do that, to send the angels. Do what, Lord? Do all that is in thy heart, David. For God is with thee. That's what he told me. I put my finger down on it. The Lord said to me one day, send the angels. Send them to do what, Lord? I flipped the Bible, stuck my finger down. David, do all that is in thy heart, for God is with thee. So exact. I said, okay. So we were sending the angels. Okay, here's what we did. In this revelation back in 2017, we were doing it back there. We send the angels to bring down this satanic cult that's been ruling over the world through America and other nations. We cast it down in the name of Jesus Christ. We send forth the angels to bring it down. We send forth the angels to bring down these chemtrail planes who are spraying COVID again. This is what the Lord told me. And that's why it's rising, and that's why people are being forced into these lockdowns, which the communists want. Lord, we bring an end to all of this. We send forth the angels to scatter them in the name of Jesus. All of the faction, scatter them. So she said, in Jesus' name, we loose the angels to divide the people who are trying to do this. Yes, they're fighting on our side. They're fighting against the gospel. They do everything they can to destroy the gospel. They try to destroy the people who are doing the work of putting the gospel out. They can say no because they know it's unpopular, but we know the facts. They do everything they can to steal because they're a bunch of thieves. And, you know, what you sow, you reap. The Bible says, Jesus said, the Lord said, I will curse them that curse you, and I will bless them that bless you. And he spoke of those who laid traps, that they would fall into it themselves. It is coming to pass. She went on to say, thank you that you will judge those who speak against the man you have chosen. Amen. let's say, failing to take out the president, the deep state Democrats, this is what I wrote back then, will attempt to take out President Trump's supporters. And of course, that's the whole meaning of this, locking them down, you know, diseasing them with COVID. This, they've done every bit of this. So you need to do warfare, saints. You're the one that can do this. They will attempt to take out President Trump's supporters, but the righteous will have a Passover, as we have reported. And this will sanctify the body of the apostates and the faction foreigners now, just as the mark of the beast will do in the middle of the tribulation. In other words, God is separating these people from a body that he wants to be righteous and holy. And it can't be holy with that nonsense in there, obviously. And the word that I received by faith at random back then, Psalm 119, 126, it is time for the Lord to work, for they have made void thy law. That's exactly what they do. If it's the law of the Constitution on the secular side, that's true. If it's the law of the Word on our side, that's true too. You see, there's a parallel. And thank you, Lord, for the Red Sea. And I was thanking him for that back then. So Vanessa had this other revelation, 11, 19, 19. The other one was in 17. This one is in 19. I saw 8 to 10 eagles flying together in a blue sky. Then there was just one eagle flying over a white dome. And there was a white arch over it. My note back then was our balance of powers, government, gives us a leadership of many people at the Capitol Dome. But when faced with an attempted communist overthrow, I said this back then, the fathers gave us martial law in which the president has all power to put this down. I've heard that we actually have been under martial law since Bush. Okay, but be that as it may, he can declare it. Now, I don't think he'd declare martial law to solve the vote problem. I don't think he's even said that. I do believe he would bring out martial law because of these anarchists burning things down. And of course, everybody will be calling for him to do martial law then. Everybody, you know, except for the far leftists, which are in a minority. Vanessa said, when I woke up, I knew it was the Capitol Dome. But in real life, it does not have this arch. Arch was probably, something else that God wants to show here. She said, and there was no pinnacle at the top in my dream. No pinnacle in the top. The Capitol Dome, you know, is the place where the three divisions of government meet, right? I asked the Lord for a word about this dream and received by faith at random, 1 Kings 17 and 23, in context 21 through 24. And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord hearkened unto the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house. There's the chamber into the house, you know. And delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, see, thy son liveth. And the woman said to Elijah, now I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord is in thy mouth and is truth. So I would say, let us speak resurrection power here into our man child in the government and in the church to bring down these factious Satanists. Amen. Because then everything is going to change. Everything. These devils are trying to resist this great move of God. And a great deliverance from all the curses that the deep state has brought us under. All the things that they hid. All the money that they stole. On and on and on. And Vanessa said, in this dream, I only saw the dome, so this could be the Capitol dome. Yeah, I think so. And this scripture makes me think it is the Capitol dome because that's where the House chamber is. Exactly so. Exactly so. See how exact God can get with this? He's a sovereign God. He works all things after the counsel of his own will. Praise God. Well, Lord, we put our faith together today to bring down this evil, demonic, satanic faction in the government and in the church that is resisting this wonderful thing that you want to do. Bring it down, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Set the captives free, Lord, that are among them, those that are among them who are captive of these demons, and they're yours, Lord. We ask you to grant them repentance and turn their heart to you and give them a conscience again, which they lost a long time ago. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Lord, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. Those who have taken our brethren captive and delivered them over to this foolishness. And Lord, we warn people about it because we don't want anybody else to be removed from the opportunity to be in the bride or to be in the church, even to be in the church. Because if you've got unforgiveness, you're lost. If you're critical and judgmental of God's people and you disobey every word that God gives you to keep peace in the body, you're lost. So thank you, Father, that we all have been warning, and Lord, you're the one that's giving us all these warnings because you don't want your people to be destroyed by this foolishness. We look at the families that have been destroyed and how one person went in there with these demons and imparted it to everybody else, taking down whole families, Lord, and they're reprobate. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love to see the end of this and the prosperity of your people and the blessing of your people and the gospel going forth and the kingdom being rebuilt. We love to see these things, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name, Father. You're a good God. God is good all the time. Praise you, Father. Praise you. Thank you, Lord, for the victory that you've given to us. And thank you for these signs you keep giving us, encouraging us along the way, along the path. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Lord, we wish success in the timeline flip. We want one that's advantageous to us, Lord. And we wish perfect success in that regard. We thank you, Lord, that this can only be done by you. So we praise you for that in Jesus' name. Lord, we just keep in our prayers the people who are fighting the battle on the front line. If it's a spiritual battle, that would be us. If it be a physical battle, that would be them. That is the administration. Lord, we uphold them by the words of our faith and confidence in you, and we bring down these nasty chemtrails that are trying to make so many people sick so that they can bring them into bondage. They find out a state is doing pretty good, and then in a matter of weeks, it's low man on the totem pole as far as COVID-19. How does that happen? I knew when it started to happen. This time, the Lord told me, no, those are bad chemtrails. I says, okay, Lord. Immediately I started looking around out there and seeing people getting sick. Sure enough, COVID-19. And within a matter of weeks, this is the high state for that. Can you believe it? Why? They want to bring this state into bondage too. They want to control. They don't care about democracy. If they got to make you sick and afraid so that you do stupid things to keep them in power, they'll do it. That's what communists do. Amen. But we have the victory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Good night, saints.